Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Hello, Think Big listeners. You're listening to the newest sounds of Lady T, Tina Marie. That's from her latest project. It's entitled Congo Square. I'll tell you why that's significant in just a little bit. First of all, my name is Kelly Sims of Kelly Sims International. I am one of your Thursday night hosts of the Think Big Radio Network, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Our mission is to inspire, to entertain, to incline you to true purpose. And of course, it's very significant this weekend. It's August 30th, 2009. And throughout the year, we've experienced a lot of losses. This weekend in particular, we've been celebrating the legacy through music of Michael Jackson, which I probably should have played some Michael Jackson music. But I've got to tell you why I'm so inspired by Tina Marie, and I'll do that for you in just a little bit. Also going to take you to the Word. You know, we can't do a Sunday inspirational segment and insight without having it from up above. So we will take that to Ecclesiastes in just a little bit. Wanted to reflect on the times, August 29th obviously being the date, birth date of the late and beloved Michael Jackson, the greatest entertainer out there, who was able to galvanize people from all walks of life. And incidentally, we want to also recognize the fact that August 29th was the date that Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans, which is where I'm originally from. And I currently live in the Dallas Metroplex area here in Texas. You know, they say everything is big in Texas, but I just don't know what to say about the devastation that we'd experienced in New Orleans just 4 years ago and the limited response and growth that's transpired since then. President Barack Obama has indicated that he will make a trip, a pilgrimage to New Orleans to attend to the devastation. So we're looking forward to that. Looks like we actually have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
It looks like you're calling from a 678 area code. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Jason, and I'm calling you from Atlanta, Georgia area.
Atlanta.
Yes.
Well, it's great to have you on the call for this Sunday segment of Inspirational Insights. And, Jay, we were just talking a little bit about the intro. Congo Square is really significant to New Orleanians because – in history, Congo Square was where they sold the slaves, and that was the one day, the Sunday was the one day that slaves got the opportunity to be free and release the pressure and the pain through their music.
Okay.
So we just thought we would reflect on that and speak to the masses from a place of importance. Now, tell us a little bit about what's significant to you in your world there in Atlanta.
Well, just reflecting back on the Michael Jackson thing, I'm also a Virgo, so we have that in common. And just, it's still unbelievable that he's not here anymore. So I just reflected on the day of just listening to his music all day long. So
absolutely.
So,
we'll live on through his music. Yeah, definitely. We will definitely let his music tell us stories for years to come. I was stating earlier that we were going to take it up to the Word because, you know, he's in heaven looking down on us along with Luther Vandross, and there's some other people who are up there as well. Lots of warriors that we've lost. Also, Ted Kennedy, of course, President Barack Obama was talking about his reflections and his experiences with the great Ted Kennedy, who really blazed a lot of trails for Democrats in America as well. And, of course, we lift his and his family up in spirit. And, of course, here in Texas and Dallas, with, of course, being really close to our hearts. Want to take it to Ecclesiastes, and we'll look at chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. And we'll start there. To everything there is a season, for every time a purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to sow and a time to keep silent, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time to have peace. And, you know, we say also in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, the end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in the spirit is better than the proud in the spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why were the former days better than these days? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. But the excellence of the knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. So when we reflect on things that happen before we're prepared for those things to happen, it's definitely substantial. I know for me personally, when you experience death and it hits you a lot of different ways, I don't know if that's personal for you, Jay.
Yeah, it is. And I always go by a quote that says that do not ask God to order your steps if you're not ready to move your feet. So basically, if you're not ready for a change, do not ask for it. Because when it comes, it'll come, and if you're not ready for it, then you're going to be the same position you've been before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I value that feedback, Jay, that's very substantial. It looks like we've got another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Caller, you're on the air with Think Big Radio Network. Okay, well, we will keep things moving along as we continue to talk about this Inspirational Sunday. And the other point that was significant as far as me having Tina Marie's album and her CD, I had the pleasure of actually talking with her and connecting with her. We actually had breakfast after she did her live show on Tom Joyner's morning show. Just to back up just a little bit, I'm a radio personality in Dallas, as I shared. I do voice work and presentations. And we were doing a session in Tom Joyner's Red Velvet Cake studio a couple of weeks ago, and Tina Marie was the star. And she brought her signature guitar and gave us a lot of inspiration and uplift at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And she's a real burst of energy, but she talked about how personal this CD was for her. She didn't know that I was from New Orleans, but she actually took the time to compose and compile all this wonderful, beautiful music that reflects on my birth city. And it was just very personal to me, all of the passion and ingenuity that she put into the CD. She's actually performing on the CD with her daughter, who has done a couple of cuts, and she's got a song on there with Howard Hewitt. She's done a piece with, like, MC Light. So she's collaborated with a lot of individuals as she's evolved onto the Stax label, and she's working with the likes of Angie Stone and Layla Hathaway, and they are actually talking about doing a girl power tour that is forthcoming. So we're all excited about that. Oh, absolutely. And we said that it would be a really great thing. Looks like we've got some more callers on the line. Callers, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello? Caller, area code 708, are you there? We've got some shy people out here. We've really got some shy people out there. But I appreciate you listening and taking the time to connect with us here on Inspirational Insights. And I reflect and I convey my innermost feelings and thoughts through music. I don't know what happens for a lot of people, but I grew up in music. In high school, I was originally exposed to it through an internship, an executive internship, and music has always been a part of my life. So nonetheless, radio became a part of my life. And so for a lot of people, they release pain through music, hence Tina's song called The Pressure.
Well, I look at music as a therapy for me also. So it's like a soothing type thing. It just calms my day after a long day of work. I could just like to a nice sound.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, it's like therapy almost, wouldn't you think?
Yep.
Looks like we've got some more callers on the line. Caller, are you there? In the 312 area code, are you there? You are on the air. Caller, are you there? Well, it looks like we will continue our process and have continued conversation here on the Think Big Radio Network and talk a little bit more about the insights of our reflection. We were talking about what was happening in Ecclesiastes, and we were saying that there are different seasons and purpose, and we want to incline people toward their purpose and empower people to be the best selves that they know how to be. And the way that I do it is a reflection through music, but you can continue to hear the various speakers and communicators here on the Think Big Radio Network. I am a Thursday host. You can check in with me every Thursday on the calendar. At 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we share business knowledge, we share resources, we share financial information, and we help people realize their true purpose here on the Think Big Radio Network. And I want to thank you again for taking time out on your Sunday evening to share a moment with us. And just like we came in with music, we obviously want to exit with the music as well.
Reach every letter I pull. Give me one more hit of it. Cause your love ain't a fun. Thank you.